This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm Ellen Wan, filling in for your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Since 2000, cigarette smoking in the U.S. has decreased. Unfortunately, use of other types of tobacco has increased. Michael Tynan is a researcher with CDC's Office on Smoking and Health. He's joining us today by telephone to discuss the dangers of all forms of tobacco. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you for inviting me.
Michael, is overall tobacco consumption increasing or decreasing?
The number of cigarettes sold in the U.S. has decreased steadily since the 1960s. However, when we look at the last 2 years of data, numbers have increased slightly. This is the first time we've seen a year-to-year increase in cigarette consumption since 1973.
What forms of tobacco are most popular?
We looked at combustible tobacco, like cigarettes and cigars, and smokeless tobacco, like snuff and chewing tobacco, and found that cigarettes are the most commonly sold tobacco product.
What are the most common health problems that result from tobacco use?
Tobacco use is the leading preventable cause of death and disease in the United States. Tobacco use can damage almost every organ in the human body. Smoking and tobacco use causes cancer, heart disease, stroke, and COPD.
Michael, what are some of the strategies for quitting?
There are many ways that smokers can get help to quit. There are multiple medications and types of counseling that have been shown to help smokers quit. It is also important for smokers to talk to a healthcare provider to start a quit plan. And for immediate help, smokers can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Where can listeners get more information about the dangers of tobacco use?
Listeners can go to cdc.gov/tobacco.
Thanks, Michael. I've been talking today with Michael Tynan about trends in consumption of tobacco products and associated health problems. To protect your health, avoid all forms of tobacco. If you're struggling to quit, talk with your healthcare provider or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Until next time, be well. This is Ellen Wan for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.